everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewer, and we have Jen Manley with us today. If you guys are not following her, holy moly, this is going to be a good episode for you. I literally think I'm her number one fan in terms of stalking her on Instagram, although I'll tell you, her TikTok is blown up, so I know I'm not the only one consuming this awesome content. She also is part of our speakers network, and I don't know, I think she's like just a pretty cool person. So excited to have her on the show. Go grab your cup of coffee. It is going to be a wonderful day ahead. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, my name is Ray Hewer. We have Jen Manley here with us. Jen, how you doing?
Doing great. Excited to be here.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited that I get to officially interview you on the Teach Better Today morning show, because I constantly am like liking and sharing your videos, and I feel like I get to interview a celebrity today. So this is already a good day so far.
And it's so wild because I don't know if you remember this, but you were a celebrity to me when I first started posting on social media. And I remember I reached out to you and you took the time to talk to me. And I just like left the call feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just talked to Ray. So cool.
Yeah. She totally made that up, guys. I paid her $20 to say that. There's no way. Also, I just want to like make a note, Jen, that I believe that Jeff Gargis thinks he's best friends with you these days, and he'll mention stuff about like talking with you or like having had you part of the creator club with the Teach Better team. And all he does is like, oh, Jen Manley's doing all this great stuff. And I feel like sometimes I'm in meetings where I'm like, dude, like Jen's not in this meeting. Okay. We don't have to always talk about how great she is.
I think that Jeff, well, first of all, Jeff's the best, but Jeff is actually the reason that I started posting on TikTok. So basically all of my success is due to Jeff.
Oh my God. That is definitely going to be cut out of this episode. There's no way we're letting him hear that. There's not a chance. Jen, we have a lot that we're going to be able to talk about, especially the fact that you are traveling all over the world to support educators, especially in so many spaces, but we really value having you a part of our Teach Better Speakers Network and everything else. But before we get too far into that stuff, I want to make sure we have you officially introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role in education.
Sure. So my name is Jen Manley, and I currently teach at the college level. I teach college level computer science, but I taught 612 computer science for 8.5 years before transitioning into the college space. And my current role in education is that I consider myself to be an advocate for teachers. I post on TikTok and Instagram sharing about what teachers are experiencing and also providing support so that teachers know that they can be efficient and effective and still have time for themselves outside of their job.
Guys, if you are not following Jen, this is going to need to be one of those moments where I like don't want you to stop listening to the episode, but like maybe you should just to go make sure you're following her. Because Jen, I know we'll have a lot to talk about today, but can I just tell you, I love what you share on social, because when I'm on social media, I want to do like bite-sized content. Like I don't want to hear something really hard or challenging that's going to take me a week to go execute. You are so beautiful in the way that you create bite-sized content that just feels too easy to not work towards. And I really, really value that.
That means a lot. And I guess, you know, in case people are listening that create content and maybe they're speakers, so they impact on this large level and now they're trying to figure, or podcasters, right? Like long form stuff. Everything changed for me when I realized that the things that people loved about my longer form content could be in small content, right? So we're not going to give an hour-long speech or an hour-long podcast, but how can we give people something that they actually can go do in a minute? It's not something that they need to put on a to-do list to do later.
Yeah, it's really valuable. And it's something that I feel like I'm constantly taking notes from you, like after watching your videos, your reels, or your TikToks. And I'm like, man, Jen makes it look so easy. Like, just want to be like her when I grow up. It's so cool. But you're doing a lot to support educators. So tell us a little bit about what you enjoy sharing, what an educator might come to you to learn about outside of obviously following you because you're just a wonderful human being.
So what I tell people is that my goal with content is that I want teachers to who love teaching, who are maybe on the brink of burnout, that feel like I cannot keep doing this for 1, 5, 10 more years, to find my content and feel like, okay, maybe I can do this. Like, it's okay for me to prioritize my life outside of school. And that doesn't make me a bad teacher. And actually, it makes me a better teacher because I'm prioritizing my needs and modeling what that might look like for the students. And so the type of content I create is very action-oriented, applying productivity science to education, which by definition is not conducive to a lot of the productivity tips and tricks that you might find, nor is it, you know, there are a lot of systemic issues in education that make it difficult for teachers to do all of the things that they are asked to do. So I think my content is twofold. Like, number one, it's here's tips and actionable things that you can do to make your life easier and work fewer hours so you have time for yourself. And I see you. Like, you are not the only one that feels totally overwhelmed. There are so many other teachers that feel that way, and it's not your fault. And it's important that you hear that.
You know, Jen, I know that during our conversation here, I'm going to want you to share some of those tips and strategies, because our community here is obviously a mix of in-classroom educators, leadership, and we're all just trying to be a little bit more efficient, effective, and, you know, be better at our role. If we have content creators listening, educators that are posting on social media, whether it be for, you know, some like big dream they're trying to achieve, or hey, it's just like, I like posting content, I like sharing my ideas, and it's nice to build a network. Can you give some strategies as to how you even get ideas of what to share, or any strategies you have on trying to get more educators to see those videos? Because you know you're able to make a larger impact when your videos are actually seen once you put them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll give a couple like quick actionable tips, because I love doing that.
Yeah.
And then like a bigger general idea. So the first actionable tip, quick actionable tip, is that you have to get rid of all dead time at the beginning of your video. So a lot of people think they're doing this and they actually have 1 to 2 seconds before they start talking, or they lead with, hey, I'm so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares, right? Like, get to the point at the beginning and then you can introduce yourself, right? Because what people are doing, like, think about how you consume social media. You're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. If you don't get people's attention immediately, the likelihood that they are staying on your video to see that really important thing that you're sharing is slim to none, because we're in this attention economy on social media. And if you don't hook them, they're onward. So that's a really small but major shift that I think helps a lot of newer content creators, because you don't realize you're doing it, right? You see other people greet people when they start. So you do it. And starting with the lead, the juicy part, is a good way to keep people on your video. So I would say that's a quick one to implement. And then I think, you know, thinking bigger in terms of content creation. And the reason that I think I've been able to be really successful is that you have to be yourself. So we are in this phase of content creation, and it's so interesting because I've actually been on Instagram for, I don't know, years at this point. And I've grown from 5,000 to almost 85,000 followers since July. So wild. And the thing I think that makes me different, and what people should take away from it, is I post as who I am. Like, I am coming up, I'm showing up authentically as myself. I'm saying what I mean. And what's so interesting, and this is maybe getting a little in the weeds, but it's okay, is that Instagram is a few weeks to a few months behind TikTok. And so I think, especially if you're primarily on Instagram, what you are going to be seeing more of is this transition to more authentic, feeling like you're FaceTiming content. which if you've been on Instagram for a long time, is not necessarily what you're used to creating or what you're used to seeing go viral. And so I think like that should make you feel really good as an education content creator or a teacher who wants to connect with other teachers, because you don't have to rely on content hacks. You don't have to rely on being all of these things that other people tell you you have to be. It's okay. And you're probably going to do better if you show up as yourself and saying what you want to say.
Such good ideas here for anyone who is looking to grow their professional learning network on socials. Definitely reach out to Jen if you have more of those questions, as well as feel free to be a part of our Edu Creator Club here within the Teach Better team, where we get to talk shop and kind of talk about kind of that business world, which Jen, I know that you've taken advantage of in previous months.
Yeah, I think I've been an Edu Creator member since the very beginning. Years. And I started in the Edu Creator Club, and now I've added on, I'm on in like a mastermind, and it's a really important part of my business, of my content creation, because, you know, there's lots of business support if that's something you're into, but education businesses are different. Education creators are different. And so being in a network with other people that are all in the education space has really been positive for me.
So many good things to come. We'll be right back. We're back with the Teach Better Today morning show. Jen Manley is here with us, and we are getting into some education talk. I know we were talking content creation. I know that applies to many of us here in the network, but let's talk actual teaching. Jen, you are so well known right now as somebody to go to for those tips and tricks to help make our lives as educators more effective and efficient, reaching our learners and doing just the best we stinking can to get some time back to ourselves. Can you identify maybe a tip or two or three that you feel like has been really helpful for educators to consider, especially as, you know, we're kind of in that tail end of March and trying to finish out the year strong?
Sure. Yeah. So I'll share a few that I've gotten feedback recently have been really helpful. So the first thing that I would say is time box yourself. So what that means is, before you sit down to do a task, estimate how much time you think it's going to take and only give yourself that amount of time, because work expands to fit the space we give it. And in teaching especially, very rarely are we doing an entirely new, like cognitively task, right? And we might be planning a new lesson, we might be grading a new thing, but generally speaking, we've graded things before, we've lesson planned before. So we have a general idea of about how much time something is going to take. So time boxing yourself, and if you need it, actually restricting that time, right? So for example, you know, you're already going to be working outside of your contract time. Maybe you're going to put that time boxed time in the morning when you know kids are coming in. So you're going to have to stop and set a timer. And whatever you have done at the end of that time is good enough. It forces you to prioritize what's most important about that task, while also showing you that you can get it done well, or at least well enough, in less time. So I think that's the first piece that has been really impactful for people that I've talked to recently. I think the next piece of this, where it's kind of related, is especially if you're newer to teaching or you're teaching a new subject, you sometimes feel like every lesson has to be this big, amazing lesson. And in reality, it is okay if most of your lessons are just effective. Like you don't need to be doing the most for every single lesson, because hopefully you're going to be in teaching for a long time. And so every year, hopefully, right? That's the goal. Every year we can update or upgrade different lessons. And so when we go in it from that perspective, it allows us to bring in some repetition, right? So I find a structure of a lesson that works well. How can I turn that evergreen so I can use it multiple times or for multiple preps and save myself time in those ways as well?
So many good ideas here. Jen, we obviously have a limited time here this morning, and I don't want to time box you, but I definitely want to make sure that our community gets connected to you. So before I have you share your contact information, how our educational community here can follow you, I would love to hear if there's any advice that you can give to educators as they walk into their morning. We're kind of at the tail end here where we're wrapping up March, headed into maybe spring break, maybe just coming off of spring break. Any motivation or good tips that you can share as they head into today specifically?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. So what I want you to hear is that exactly as you are today is enough. Like if you are having a tough day, you're bringing that energy in, like what can you commit to today? What can you get done today? And whatever is not done at the end of the day, it's okay to leave it at work and go home. The work will always be there, and taking care of yourself is going to make you better for kids. Taking care of yourself is going to make sure that you have the energy to be totally present with your students when you're at school, and then also have the energy to take care of your family or your friends or your passions when you're at home. And so I think sometimes in education, we constantly hear things like, you know, do it for the kids, or in it for the income or outcome, not for the income, right? We hear all of these sayings, but at the end of the day, a well cared for teacher, somebody who has prioritized their needs, is better for kids. And I think we don't talk about that enough.
So many good takeaways here, Jen. I would love to make sure you could share your contact information with our community to make sure that this conversation is just the beginning.
Awesome. So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Strategic Classroom. You can also email me, jen@jenmanleyedu.com. And if you are a teacher creator or edupreneur who would love to learn how to make more authentic content that connects to your community, you can follow me on Instagram at jenmanleycreates.
So good, friends, don't forget you can bring Jen Manley to your own school building or department meeting through our Teach Better team over in our speakers network. Jen's doing incredible things, and you definitely do not want this to be the end. Jen, I'm so appreciative of you and so glad that you could kick off our morning, but keep sharing all the tips and tricks because we all need them for sure.
Love it.
Thanks so much, friends. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you soon. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.